Heidi Bedell, manager of the Ballyoyle Forum, good afternoon, how are you?
Hiya Noel, you're very kind.
No, is it the weather that's cheering you up?
Oh, certainly, it's absolutely gorgeous. A little bit chilly, but if you get moving, it's you warm up pretty quickly.
It's beautiful great. I suppose after what we've had over the past few days, anything's an improvement.
Absolutely.
Before we talk about the festival coming up, give us an idea of all the wonderful work that's done down there in the Ballyoyle Forum.
Well, we managed to keep it pretty busy and we've got some terrific groups coming in. On Tuesdays we have Forget-Me-Nots in the Morning, which is a huge group, which choir supports people with Alzheimer's. But we've got an awful lot of volunteers come down to it just for the singing. Mm-hmm. It's absolutely beautiful. There's a lovely rainbow music group as well, has started on a Thursday morning at 10:30, and that's for very young kids. But he sounds absolutely brilliant. If you want to get slim for the summer, we have Pilates and yoga in the mornings, and then we have Zumba and Bokwa and yoga in the evenings. And we also have the Irish dancing, then the hip-hop for kids, line dancing, ballet. It's all going on. And then at the weekends, we're getting very popular for people having their birthday parties in the hall. And you can bring a bouncy castle to that. Mm-hmm. And also, of course, we've got our active retired 3 days a week, and we've got the men's shed, which is twice a week now at the moment. Besides,
great, that, isn't it?
So there's so much going on always here. You can check out what's got any new classes in the on the Facebook page, Ballydoyle Community Hall, or you can give us a call at 839. Oh, no. This always happens to me.
839-5338.
That's it. Thank you. 839-5338. Okay. Or you can email us at info@baldoyleforum.ie.
Okay, now then we're going to talk about the Mayfest. And I mean, great, great success last year. Where is it held again? And what, I know it's on the 14th. How long does it go on for and what's involved?
Well, it's up on the Racecourse Park, and it was the brainchild of the Abbeyfield District and Residents Association. And they approached the Dove Gold GAA and ourselves, Baldoyle Forum, because they'd seen a big festival over in Blanchardstown and they wanted one for Ballydoyle. The council were great, they got on board and they said, because you can imagine the amount of money spent on these kind of things. And they wanted also to make use of the Racecourt Park, which is kind of between Portmarnock and Ballydoyle.
Mm-hmm.
At the little roundabout there in the middle, you go up towards kind of Clongriffin, up that direction. And there's two big parks there. So the council were terrific. They brought in about 7 or 8 bouncy castles. There was a stage with music and dancing. We had local dance groups, the Irish dancing and hip-hop and ballet and all sorts of things, and then music groups up on the stage. And then we had a lot of community organisations had stalls as well. Mm-hmm. So they were all doing little things and advertising. We had some charities there as well. Down Syndrome Ireland had an ice cream stall, and Aving Pink Tie were there as well with a fantastic pink motorbike. And as well then for small kids, there was a soft play area and a golf, crazy golf course for that was kind of up to 11, 12 years old. We would have had a zip line, and we might have it this year. It unfortunately got stuck in customs at the time, so we didn't get the zip line.
What is
at
that?
At the moment...
What is that?
It's where they... It's a line and they hang themselves off it and fly down it.
Ah, yes, I know. Yeah, they have one down in St. Anne's. Yeah, I know what you mean now, yeah.
You know it,
yeah.
And music, there was a lot of music and you could try different instruments. Rock School was down there last year as well, and the schools had... the local schools had each had stalls. So there's loads going on. It was a beautiful day and we had over 10,000 people in the park for that event.
Okay. Can I ask you about the park itself? I mean, I don't know much about it except that it used to be a race course. Is it open all the time? Is it a sort of a public park now? Or is it just...
Yeah. You can actually walk around the race course. It's okay. A really beautiful walk through kind of boggy, lots of reeds, and it's a gorgeous walk. Some of it is still cornered off. It belongs to the builder.
Mm-hmm.
There's more apartments being built there at the moment. But, yeah, you can access the whole thing. You've got the area that is maintained, the grassy area, but you can actually cross over the bridge if you go to the back of that.
Okay.
And you can then, there's beautiful walks all around the actual race course, and that's where it's really very pretty and a lot of gorse and things like that. It's quite a wild type of a walk, but there's the paths and the bridges are all well maintained.
Okay, I just didn't know, but so I must go down. I go around the different parks. I must go down and check that one out and have a look at it.
Oh, you definitely should. So especially, I don't know if you're walking a dog there, Noel, but... The dogs love it.
What would it be like for a picnic if I dropped down to you with a basket?
Oh, yeah. Well, now, if you're coming for a picnic, I'd come here to our... and have a... Because we've lovely seats beside us, and I'm looking out at the water over across at the golf links.
It's a lovely area, isn't it?
Across Lambay Island. It's stunning. Yeah, absolutely stunning.
It's a great bonus for where you're walking there already, especially in the summer, but even on a day like today. It may be chilly, but it's wonderful, yeah.
Yeah. So, and we won an award for our adopter patch, the little patch beside us here.
Wow.
Last year. Very proud we are.
Oh, indeed. And of course, that's up there prominently now where people can see it, I'm sure.
Absolutely, it's on the windowsill, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So it's a great, great family day, May the 14th. So it's obviously running all day. Starts early in the morning?
No, it'll start at 1 o'clock till 6 o'clock. The reason being that it takes a while to set up and we can't set up the night before.
Okay.
But what we're looking at for now is groups, any community groups that want to be involved, they need to get their registration forms in before the 1st of April.
Okay.
There is quite a bit of insurance and security and health and safety details involved if you do want to have a stall on it, particularly if you want to sell anything, and even more so if you want to sell food. Mm-hmm. You have to have all your HACCPs and your VAT numbers and your qualifications. Reason being that the council, it's public land that we're having it on, and the council has had to clamp down on all their insurance requirements,
mm-hmm.
Same as everywhere else. You know, the insurance has just gone bananas.
Yeah, because a lot of people think a lot of these vans and stalls just come along and set up, maybe just got permission and they just set up, but they don't realise all the bureaucracy involved in it.
There's massive bureaucracy, and in fact, I think if a stall sets up on a public park and the council have given them permission, you can be guaranteed that they are up to the minute in terms of their standards and their
quality,
certificates and stuff. Probably more so than a restaurant when you go in where you don't see. But they're forced to have absolutely all the people manning the stand have to have their HACCP certs, mm-hmm. saying their health and safety, mm-hmm. handling food safely and stuff. So if it's I know people look at the stands and think, oh, I don't know, would it be dodgy? If it's on public land, there's absolutely no way they'll be able to do it unless everything is perfect, which is something you don't really check going into a restaurant. You don't want to, you don't demand to see everybody's HACCP.
Well, you should hope you wouldn't have to, wouldn't you?
No, we don't do it though, you know. So you're actually safer nearly going with a food stand on a public site than anywhere else.
Okay. Well, listen, good luck with this, and I'm sure it's going to be a great success again. There's no doubt about it. And there's a lot of work involved. I'm sure there's weeks involved in setting it all up just to get it just right on the day. Incidentally, how convenient is it for parking?
There is parking around. There's no pay and display parking in Baldoyle. It's all free.
Oh, it's like Hamilton.
We would recommend that you give yourself plenty of time because you might have to park a distance away. We were very lucky last year. The residents around the apartments were really kind and nobody... we didn't have any complaints about the parking, which was extraordinary because we really weren't expecting so many people.
Mm-hmm.
There are some designated areas which will be opening up, which the builders are using very likely to alleviate some of the parking pressures. If people are bringing stalls, any of the community organisations that have to set up a stall, there's a certain hour in the morning that you can access the park. You can drive onto the park, but then you have to get your car off it.
Okay.
That's
the people that's involved
for health and safety.
If
any groups want to... If they'd like to take a stall, there's no charge, and there's a tent over you. You might have to bring your own table, but they do need to get in touch with me, probably, at info@beldoyleforum.ie or 839-5338, the number, and they need to do it really fast because the deadline is next week.
Okay, my information is scant, so is it a Saturday or a Sunday, 14th?
Oh, sorry, it's a Sunday.
Sunday
the 14th of May, 1 o'clock to 6 o'clock.
Okay, I knew the date.
Baldoyle Racecourse
Park. I knew the date, but I didn't look up the calendar, so it's on a Sunday. That's great. I might see you down there.
That's a Sunday. I love to see you, Noel. You'll have to give us a tune. Get up on the stage.
Yeah, why not, yeah.
Give us a song.
Why not? Yeah, okay, maybe get involved in the three-legged race.
Yeah, that'd be fun.
Okay, thanks very much. I'll give her all the information.
Thanks very much.
Thanks,
see you. Thanks,
bye. Bye.